I think even Ireland being able to win such a big, important game against an opposition like that without Murray, Heaslip, Carney, Toner, you know, just again emphasises the depth that's coming through. And I think, you know, there's no doubt, you know, Conor Murray is world class, but it was very similar to when Sexton got injured and couldn't go to South Africa. Paddy Jackson got the opportunity, and everyone now, without a doubt, sees him clearly as number two, as a guy who can play up to that level, which is great. And then the same now with Mamo. You know, Mamo's just been waiting. I mean, we all know here the class that he is and the type of player and the competitor that he is. But to be able to do it on the big stage, I thought he did really well against Wales when he had quite a big run there, and he got them back into the game. And then he was class on the weekend. You know, of course, there's things he can tidy up on, and that's always what we look at. But to do what he did was great, and they'll give him a lot of confidence. They'll give the Irish public a lot of confidence that Marmion can play at that level. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I think he's one of the best defensive halfbacks around. You know, he's an energizer. You know, he's a really good runner with the ball as well. If there's gaps open, and I believe a lot of the space opened a bit wide because they were worried about him. You know, because there's no doubt Eddie Jones would have done his homework when he was named, and they know if you go on any highlights of Kieran Marmion, you'll see him running and breaking and stepping, and so that brought a bit of a threat around the rucks, and the English rucks looked a lot tighter, which opened up space for Sexton and Ringrose. And I think you've got to look at someone like Ringrose too, you know, like he's looking more and more comfortable. Why? Because he's getting games. And when we think about the Irish, you know, the situation everyone talked after the last World Cup when they lost those key players, as they build to the next one, you can see there's a lot of young guys, if they get the opportunity and they start building up the caps, it bodes well for Irish rugby. Oh yeah, it is. I mean, we said that, you know, four strong provinces, there's a conveyor belt of players coming through, there's the 20s are doing well, the women are doing well, you know, Irish rugby's in a great spot. There's no doubt we're all disappointed because, you know, it's fine margins, and no one more disappointed than Joe and the Irish team because, you know, they easily could have been a Grand Slam, but the weekend had just highlighted that we're in a healthy place. I think, you know, this whole period has been good. I think it's no coincidence that, you know, I think there was a bit of doom and gloom last year on the other provinces, and obviously Connacht came through, but, you know, everyone's doing well. And, you know, you look at this, you know, the Skinnell, you know, coming on the scene, and, you know, Conway on the scene, Tennan. You know, then you look at across the Leinster, and then you see the young guys that they're bringing through with Byrne and Lachlan and, you know, Jack Conan. You know, outside, if I didn't work here, I wouldn't even know some of these names. And you know, there's no doubt the Kiwis were the most happiest people after the weekend too, you know, with them stopping, you know, England taking the record on their own. And there's no doubt a lot of them wouldn't know some of the names, but being in here and watching it all, it's... Irish rugby is going to be strong for a while, and to be in the top four in the world is massive.